Hey, it's the Pete here for the Pete Podcast from thepete.com. Ah, man. All right. So I've been taking it easy. I took a week away from the podcast and still doing Ballpoint Adventures, but I've been going to a kind of happy place. It's more like a relaxed place. Maybe it's real, maybe it's not, but it's been nice. And I haven't been ignoring things. If you follow me on Instagram or Twitter, you know that. but I haven't been posting as much as I usually do. I think I sort of kicked into my pre-election mode a little bit, in that I kind of don't know what to do except, obviously try to post things, but I'm a little flummoxed because, I've been posting stuff like this, critical of the government and critical of the political outcomes we've had over the years. And it's just, I question how much good it's actually doing. And now I just sound full of self-doubt, and I'm not. It's more just trying to figure out what is the best, direction to go in, best angle to look at this and to deal with this from. And it's just weird. I mean, like I've said a bunch of times on the Pete Podcast, it's like I grew up in the tri-state area, the New York City area, and I've known since probably my teenage years that Donald Trump was kind of a jerkweed. And it's very puzzling to me still as to how he hornswoggled so many people. I don't believe there are that many racists in America. I mean, I've thought about it, and I realize that the protest vote is hopefully what really happened here, and people probably just didn't really think that he'd actually win. I think I may have told the story that when I was in high school, we thought it would be funny to vote for a particular individual who had a stupid-sounding nickname because he wasn't the brightest bulb in the lamp shop, And we just thought it would be funny to vote for him. And we didn't realize. I mean, it was fine in the end because he actually, he won. And he wasn't a bad class president. It was, but that's school, it was a safe place to vote for somebody on a lark, on the irony of how stupid his name sounds or his nickname was. I feel like to a certain degree, that's where a lot of people are coming from when they vote for Trump. And I just feel like they didn't realize that this was actually going to get this far. And maybe I'm just being hopeful. Maybe I'm just, assuming too much positivity in my fellow American. But regardless, I think we need some positivity right now because of what we're facing as a country. A Trump presidency, I mean, come on. I can't imagine anybody listening to this podcast or anybody really ultimately thinking that a Trump presidency is a good idea, except maybe some of the worst, most extremist righties that exist, And so, regular listeners know I get my news from all kinds of news sources, but one of them is Democracy Now!, which is, it's news from essentially a hippie perspective, and while I don't consider myself a hippie, I do consider myself a person who is a balanced person, and I feel like there are things that we need to be concerned about that as we're just not concerned about the right things, and hippies tend to be concerned about the right things, because hippies are against war and against pollution and against, racism and et cetera. And they're always right, ultimately, whether you like their lifestyle or not, whether you want to run out and hug a tree or not, they're right, ultimately. So, Democracy Now! Ran this clip, this video or audio clip, I can't remember. I listened to the audio podcast version of their show. It's democracynow.org if you're not aware of them. I think it was it was the 21st. It was November 21st episode, or it was maybe it was the 22nd. I can't remember, but it was they ran a clip of an alt-right rally, and this guy called Spencer, and I can't think of his first name. It might be Brian. But he is there. He is an alt-right leader, apparently, and he was sounding like Adolf Hitler, only in English, and talking about how America was designed by white people, for white people, built by white people, and we don't need immigrants, and they need us, so let's just get rid of them and stuff. And it's just like, it's literally, I can't say it's literally, it's so analogous to saying, the sky is brown, you know, and looking up and seeing blue, and it's just not the facts. It's just not, it's, we all know it's not true, yet these people are telling themselves it is. And that's what scares me the most about a potential Trump in the White House, Trump presidency. I don't even like to say it, hypothetically. And I really hope you went out and signed that change.org petition. And I really hope you gave money to Jill Stein's campaign to raise money for the recounts in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. It's just so important that we take these steps to move against Trump and to stop him from getting into the White House. And if you happen to live in a state that went red, please contact your elector. I don't know. I don't even know how to find out who an elector is. But please find out. Google it. Google your state's electoral voters and contact them and say, hey, you know, this guy, he's got 75 lawsuits out against him. He's, you know, rumored to have ties with the mob, and he's kind of a dickhead. And he's just not very presidential by anybody's definition. He's a liar. He lies all the time. He's lied on video repeatedly, and it's really easy to prove that they're lies. He's just a rude, bombastic twit, and he is not fit for office. He has never held elected office. There's 1,000 reasons I could go on and on, but this is what the electoral voters need to understand. Even if the recount goes through, I think we need to really hang a lampshade on the idea that this guy should not have even been allowed to run for president. There should be some kind of, I don't know, fail-safe or, you know, qualification minimum, you know, because it's just, I don't want anybody to be president. Yeah, it's cool that anybody can run to be president unless Donald Trump runs for president, and he should never have been allowed in the first place. There should be a prerequisite, you know, some kind of elected office, you know, and it's just terrifying. Anyway, so I am hopeful that we can, you know, we can keep Trump out. So it's just, you know, please support your local efforts, whatever they happen to be, preferably, you know, the recounts or encouraging your electoral voters to vote, you know, morally against, you know, a person who can be baited by a tweet. And, you know, it's just going to be so horrible. Like, I can't even imagine, excuse me, how horrible it's going to be if Trump makes it to the White House. You know, and I really feel like America is going to do the right thing. I really hope I'm not wrong, but I can look, I feel like in my mind, I can look forward and see that, you know, things will change. The recounts will actually matter for once. Facts will matter again, at least long enough for us to stop Trump, because they have to matter, because we cannot have Trump in the White House, period. I don't even want to let him in for a tour. You know what I mean? It's, this guy is crazy, and I'm running out of time. So now I could be completely, utterly wrong, and there's a cynical, dark, small, cynical part of me that suspects I am going to be wrong, and it is going to be the worst possible thing, and Trump will make it into the White House. But honestly, I believe it is entirely possible for us to stop him, and I really hope we can. So with 10 seconds left, I will say thank you very much for listening. Please let me know what you think. Please let me know if there's anything else you think we can do. And yeah, fingers crossed. Good night and good luck. See you next week.